Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Happy Tuesday. I think I'm in trouble for saying I don't like cats. What's wrong with that? There are dog people. There are cat people. All right? And there are people that love all animals. And they have all kinds of pets. And there are people that have no pets. I don't understand them. But I'm okay. I don't judge. News guy Matt, no pets. Never had a pet in his life. He's now married with two kids. No pets. I don't know. He has his reasons. I have my reasons. And I don't like cats. I'm sorry. It's National Black Cat Day. I don't care what color your cat is. Tomorrow's Tail Wagging Wednesday. Jen from the Central PA SPCA often comes in with cats. We get them homes. Recently caught on video, I was petting a cat. Everybody came down on me. Hey, I thought you didn't like cats. I love animals. I love every living thing. But I don't want a cat. Plus, I'm allergic to them. I don't know what they do to me. Big hairy dogs? Every once in a while, I get a sniffle or two. But cats? I could be in the same room with a cat. My eyes start getting itchy. My nose starts running. And the cat looks at me like, gotcha, sucker. And I'm like, what are you looking at? Our very own Lynn Hall has a copycat. We call it copycat because she works in the copy department. A copy department at a radio station are the people that write the commercials. So she brings copycat to work every day. The family that owns this fine group of radio stations loves animals. They have 100 pets themselves. So we have copycat. I love Lynn Hall. Don't love her cat. Tell the thing to get away from me when I walk in the room. It is learned to get away from me. You know how cats rub against your legs all the time? Well, I walk into her office to straighten something out or to fix something or whatever. The cat looks at me. Oh, boy, Morgan's here. Cat goes back and lays in his bed. It doesn't rub against me because I told it not to. Maybe about 1,000 times before it learned. But I'm very superstitious. We talked about it on Friday the 13th, last Friday. If a black cat crosses my path, I get a little unnerved by that. And the dumbest little thing could happen to me the rest of the day, and I'll blame it on that cat. You know, I wouldn't have dropped my coffee mug and broke it if that cat didn't cross my path earlier today. It's ridiculous, I know. And I know I'm ridiculous for not liking cats. But in today's day of judging, let's not go crazy on Tom Morgan today because he told the truth. I hate cats. So happy Black Cat Day. I'm going to run through the list here. I swear to God. I'm going to run through the list here. Next break, we're going to come up with something else to celebrate today. How's that? How's that? Coming up, Jimmy Fallon talks about Walmart. Oh, boy. And, yeah, we'll come up with another holiday. And what we call stupid news. No, we don't call it that because we don't judge again. We don't call it stupid news. But, you know, if you're going to steal a car and the guy looks like he's a UFC fighter, you should probably reconsider. And there it is on the way. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
I found something. Yeah, 20 bucks will take you a long way, my friends. Today is National Thrift Shop Day. So there, I don't have to talk about cats for the rest of the morning. It is National Thrift Shop Day. How many items could you get for 20 bucks? Kind of like that song, right? I think it's great. I love community aid. They're a big partner with SBC Media here. Sam Tyler goes shopping there. We do video. We post it. You can get a lot of cool stuff there. You know, and you've read the stories before about priceless artifacts that have been found in thrift shops. Here's what I don't understand. All I've seen on Facebook, like, for the past week is, like, people shopping to send their kid to college. Brand new desks, beds, bunk units, or whatever they call them things, loft units. Yeah. All that stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. I put three kids through college myself. And yeah, it's expensive. But then, like, when they graduate or when they leave school or whatever, all that stuff ends up at the thrift shop. So why don't you just go to the thrift shop? Be a lot cheaper. Buy your kid a desk, a lamp, and a bed for $20. I don't know. Celebrate National Thrift Shop Day today. And when you go to Community Aid, or maybe it's over to the Salval or the Goodwill or anything, tell them Morgan in the Morning sent you. Go to the thrift shop. Get yourself some school stuff. You got $20 in your pocket. News is coming up next. A check on the sports and AccuWeather looking rather rainy. And still to come, and there it is, and a few ideas on that. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. 69 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning amidst some technical difficulty. We'll try to get Rob the Sports Center in here sooner or later. Wow. Morgan in the Morning driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg, well worth that drive down Route 45. We don't call it stupid news here because we think within every act of stupidity, there's a lesson to be learned. And that's why we say, and there it is. Coming up, don't steal a car from a guy that looks like he's a UFC fighter. Because you know what? He might be a UFC fighter. And there it is.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right. UFC fighter Jordan Williams goes to a gas station and doesn't pay at the pump. When he goes inside the station, someone tries to steal his car. Here's his definition of instant justice.
So I run up, and the guy, he's backing away. He's looking at me like, this is happening. Got your car. Like, no remorse at all. But the only reason he was able to go is because he didn't know how to work the parking brake. So I was literally, like, seconds away from losing my car. I punched the guy a couple of times. At that point, he was saying he's sorry. I wish I was able to apprehend him and, like, you know, not to do more damage, but, you know, just to control the scene and make sure that he's not out there doing the same thing.
Yeah, you can't do anything for this kid's future, but you could stop him right now by punching him in the face several times. And to the car thief, don't judge a driver simply because he's wearing a fanny pack. He's a UFC fighter.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
I just love that story. I'm not a violent guy, but I love that story. Look at this goofy looking dude in a fanny pack. As soon as he goes in the mini mart, I'm going to try to steal his car. Yeah, that goofy guy with the fanny pack is UFC fighter Jordan Williams. If he wants to wear a fanny pack, you should go ahead and let him, okay? Morgan in the Morning. Yay, 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 and there it is. You know what? It's got my mind going, though. I'm going to work on something where UFC guys and MMA guys, when they're not, like, on TV fighting, they should have, like, their own businesses. It'd be, like, the safest place to go in the world. Think about it. We'll talk. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
94KX.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Great. I'm a weatherman.
What?
I am a weatherman.
Since when?
All the time.
All right, give me the weather.
I used to do weather for a famous DJ. J. Thomas.
Really? Where was that?
Yes. You can look me up on Google.
Okay.
Ira the Weatherman.
Ira the Weatherman.
Yes.
All right. Well, give me a quick weather forecast right now, Ira.
Okay. Precipitation, 34%.
Huh?
Humidity at 94%.
Uh-huh.
And the wind is 3 miles per hour.
Thank you, sir.
Right now, you've got light rain with a high around 72 degrees going up to 78 degrees. Rain today. You heard it on...
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Ira.
Okay.
Have a good day.
I'm going to be your weatherman from now on.
Okay. All right. I have no idea where that came from.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, so I've been thinking about this guy who tried to steal UFC fighter Jordan Williams' car, and then he got beat up, you know, just for the attempt. And I got thinking, like, maybe these UFC fighters and these MMA guys, they're only on TV once in a while. They spend a lot of time training. Maybe they should start their own businesses. I mean, I think the world would be a safer place.
Leaving your car in a parking lot just got a lot more secure.
Yeah.
Parking lot attendant. Ooh, ooh, martial arts fighters will guard your parked car.
Yeah.
Be thieves won't know what hit them, but you will. How about a jab trying to rip off a jag? Or a double leg takedown for tapping a Tesla? This will be the last time someone takes your car.
Yeah. Yeah, or, you know, we don't have to go that extreme. Maybe they could be those dudes you see in the mall or now in the liquor store. You go in, there's like a security guard there. I don't know what's happening in our wine and spirit shops, but there'll be like a security guard standing there and he'll always say, hello. And you're like, oh, hi, thank you for protecting my vodka. I don't know, you know, and then like, so something does break out there. All right, like maybe somebody's a little unruly in the store. It turns into I like the idea. News is coming up next. I hope we have Rob the Sports Center and Super Steve with AccuWeather. Coming up next hour, the good news, birthday buddies, and more. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Whether you today, cloudy skies, it'll be humid, passing shower this morning, thunderstorm by the afternoon, high today 79. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
Thank you, Steve. We're up to 70 degrees right now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, and we are driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. We've heard a lot of versions of the national anthem. How about a 96-year-old World War II veteran singing the national anthem at a minor league baseball game? It's more than just news. It's good news, and it's on the way next. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
A District of Columbia police officer is being celebrated for saving 9 lives in her rookie year. Here's her commanding officer.
She embodies what we want from our police officers. She truly understands that policing is about helping people.
Even within the district, some people never get to do that. It's really like each district is its own city.
I would challenge you to find one other police officer in this country that saved 9 people so far, and it just hasn't happened.
We're the first on scene to provide medical care, and our first goal is to preserve life, which often results in us trying to prevent blood loss.
How about in the other side of the law, if you don't mind me saying, a gang member who is no longer a gang member, but sings in hospitals to make people happy. He's now working for the New Jersey Healthcare Institute. His name is Enrique Rodriguez, and he sings faith-based songs at hospitals. Sure beats being a gang member in Jersey. And finally, yeah, a 96-year-old man, a World War II veteran, singing his version of the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Or the land of the free and the home of the brave.
That's amazing. John Plyman, World War II vet, 96 years old, singing the national anthem at the Western Michigan Whitecaps game last night. That's good news. I don't know why it chokes me up, but it just, I got goosebumps and everything. Love the good news. We try to bring it to you every day here. Morgan in the Morning. Jimmy Fallon on the way with the latest COVID news. It's not good news, but it might make you chuckle. And we've got a long list of birthday buddies. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
COVID news, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a federal crackdown on fake vaccination cards, which are apparently being sold all over the internet. Personally, I'm shocked. You're telling me people figured out how to photocopy index cards?
A late night sound from Jimmy Fallon. We're just a couple minutes away from birthday buddies, and guess who's celebrating a birthday today? He's not a new kid on the block anymore.
That's not even a kid anymore.
No, he's a cop on Blue Bloods.
Exactly.
That's Lynn Hall with Mark Wahlberg. Birthday buddies next. 94KX. Back when they were hanging tough, the new kids on the block, Morgan in the Morning, now he's just tough. He's Danny Reagan, one of my favorite shows, Blue Bloods.
That is a good show.
Remember the episode, Don't Let It Get Personal? That was like my favorite episode where older brother, Wahlberg, talks to younger brother.
In the old days, I would have thrown them off a roof.
Exactly.
Okay, well, this ain't the old days. Times change.
So this is Danny Reagan kills on the street?
If I'm honest, I don't know what I would do. But I know what you should do. Don't make it personal.
Yeah, what a big brother.
I think throwing them off a roof is a great idea, but that's just
well,
me.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's just me.
All right, the rest of the celebrity birthdays, not the lead guitarist, so maybe you don't even know his name. The rhythm guitarist for Guns N' Roses, Gilby Clark, is 59 years old today. 59.
Happy
birthday. Donnie Wahlberg, by the way, in case you're counting, is 52 today.
Oh, okay.
And here's another musical artist. We used to sing when it was a hit, Herndon is a place on earth. Belinda Carlisle.
Belinda Carlisle. She's not from Herndon, by the way.
No. She's not from Carlisle either.
No, that's true.
Yeah. She is, let me see, 63 years old.
Okay.
When I say Tula Rula, hey, what do you think of? Tula Rula. Come on, Eileen. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Only,
all right.
Only one of the greatest songs ever.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, the front man, Dexy, if you will, he is Kevin Rowland. He is 68 today, and two of my favorite people are celebrating birthdays today, and they're both together in this clip, Robert De Niro and Sean Penn.
Oh, my goodness.
Both celebrating birthdays.
How did he do it? How for so many years did Sean Penn get all those jobs playing straight men?
This is from an Academy Award speech,
by the way. Of acting, but not for Sean. Sean Penn, the actor, loses himself in every role. So we can discover a man named Sam, Mystic Rivers, Jimmy Markham, the surfer dude Spicoli, a dead man walking, and Harvey Milk. You see it when he campaigns for human rights, respectfully advises world leaders, and gently reasons with the paparazzi.
That's the best.
That's De Niro.
That's awesome.
Anyway, happy birthday to Sean Penn, 61, and Robert De Niro is 78 years old today.
Goodness gracious.
So that's a nice list of celebrities.
There you go.
Let's take a look at the locals. What do we call them, Lynn? What do we call them?
Birthday buddies,
yes,
of course.
Yes, we do, of course.
Go ahead, you start.
Happy birthday to Angela Bednar. She's from Dornsife. She's 37 today.
April Crowley from Sunbury is 56 today.
She is the wife of a soccer coach buddy of mine. And if she could put up with him, she could put up with anybody. Happy birthday, April. Bobby Delba from Lewisburg is 56 years old today.
Brenna DeWalt. And I love the word Brenna, by the way. That name is great.
Oh,
Brenna's
okay.
From Harrisburg, 27 today.
Christy Sharma from Sealands Grove is 46.
Gregory Hare is 70 today.
Heather Reichenbach from Mount Pleasant Mills. She is 47.
I know I'm not going to get this name right at all. Jamie Guo from, Jamie, I'm sorry I murdered your name. You're 20 today. Happy birthday.
Jamie Cosmer from Shamokin is 44 today.
And also Jason Van Kirk, 45 today.
Jessica Brott is 41 years old today. Happy birthday, Jessica.
Another Jessica, Jessica Dieter, is 41 today.
Linda Browse from Middleburg, 49.
Linda Wasser, 49 today.
Melinda Booker from Sunbury is the nifty 50.
Samantha Schlegel from Dalmatia is 26 today.
And a happy birthday to Tina McAllister.
From McAllisterville.
Are you kidding me?
She made the town. She founded the town. No, I'm just kidding.
At 50 years old, she founded the town?
I'm just kidding.
No. Okay.
Her ancestors did, maybe.
Perhaps. That's why they live in McAllisterville. Birthday buddies every day at this time. You can call them in. The Ford Fun Line's always open. You could use email. You could use snail mail. You could use Facebook Messenger. Or if you really feel like a super action hero, you could use our text club using the keyword birthday.
Birthday.
Every day at this time with my buddy Lynn Hall, it's
Birthday Buddies.
And it makes sense. W-Q-K-S. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX, viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning,
yeah.
94KX.
Look this up later, but if you're a Disney fan, it's well worth it. There's a TikToker out there named Jonathan Young. Remember the name so you could Google him. He does all different kinds of music, but listen to this heavy metal version of Let It Go from Disney's Frozen. Jonathan Young is his name.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
That wasn't bad, right? I thought it was good. W-Q-K-X. News is on the way next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Coming up next hour, tiny weddings. Okay, smaller weddings. They're trending because of the pandemic. We'll talk about it. Plus Tom's top 10 tattoos. What? It's Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
94KX.
Gosh, I hate this song. And I was only married once. But I felt I needed to play it because the new COVID trend may be what they call tiny weddings. And it's just a goofy word to use. I would say smaller weddings. My daughter is getting married next week in Philadelphia. And I don't know anything about the wedding other than I'm father of the bride and I'm supposed to do what I'm told. Okay, I will do that. But I do know it's smaller, but it's still too big for her. She wanted to stand on the beach in flip-flops and a white bathing suit and get married. But, you know, sometimes you get talking to your significant other and it looks like it's going to be a church wedding, but a smaller one and a smaller venue. Looks like my girl's keeping with the trend. Smaller venues are easier to find. You have less pressure inviting people you don't know or you don't like. You can spend more time with the people you're, you know, with. That kind of wedding, easier to plan. Now, my Bexter, you know, Becca Bear, when she was little, she says, you know, still hard to plan, but perhaps easier because it's smaller. The food requirements are a lot less. You don't have to deal with all these guests and their dietary requirements and their food allergies. Think about it. Less pressure when it comes to everybody giving speeches. Because, again, it's a smaller wedding. It's more intimate. It's cheaper. All right? And who knows? It might just be a better time. And if there's a DJ, the playlist is more tailored. There's only like 20 or 50 people there. You don't have to play Moni Moni old time rock and roll and shook me all night long. You don't have to. Think about it. Now, there are a lot of weddings that didn't happen because of COVID, and they've been pushed until now. Those weddings may have already been planned, but you could still trim it down. Interesting that I have a daughter getting married next week and a goddaughter getting married a few weeks after. Anyway, it'll be a good time, and I can guarantee you one thing. This will not be played. No, no, and no. Good luck with your tiny wedding, as the trend is calling it. I prefer to say smaller wedding.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
94KX.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
I was married 3 times, but you know the second one didn't count?
Why not?
The shotgun wasn't loaded.
Oh! 94KX.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is facing criticism for taking a vacation to Italy amidst a spike in coronavirus cases. He knows he can get that food in Jersey, right? Their state flag is sausage and peppers.
Tom's top list coming up. Top tattoos. See if you got one of your own. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Here we are with Tom's top list of the day. We do it every day at this time. Today, the top tattoos. Do you have one? Do you hide it? Is it visible? Maybe you got a sleeve. Sleeves, when they're well done, are very cool. And this coming from a guy that doesn't have a tattoo. Never got one, probably never will, but I'm interested in them. So here's the top, Tom's top tattoos. Coming in at number 10 is a cross. I see a lot of them. Surprised that's number 10. I have a friend who has a Celtic cross tattooed on himself. I said to him once, "That's a nice Celtic cross." He said, "What?" I said, "Your Celtic cross tattoo." "What kind of cross?" I said, "Never mind. I guess he's not Irish." Lotus flowers come next. Medusa comes in at number 8. That crazy snake woman. Snakes are at number 7. Koi fish at number 6. I have never seen anyone with a koi fish tattoo. Skeletons of any type are at number 5. Skulls are popular, but skeleton hands are also. Number 4 is roses. Yes, of course. Sunflowers is now up to number 3. It's a trend. Famous actors and actresses are getting tattooed with sunflowers. So that's how it's gone up the list. Semicolons are there as well. It's a suicide awareness thing. And the number one tattoo is a butterfly. How about that? Tom's top 10 of the day. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Still to come, the curtains are going up. Yeah, and you could be a winner. We'll tell you how. And do you play video games or do you do sit-ups? Maybe there's no difference. It's Morgan in the Morning next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Curtains up! We should do like, should I play the Muppet Show theme again just to get you excited? Maybe I don't have to get you excited because time is running out. It's Curtains Up, the ultimate talent show because it's virtual. Presented by Oberdorf Carpet, One and Flooring, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, our good friends at Lake Tobias, Wildlife Park, of course, Knoebels, Ards Farm Market. Hello to the Ards. Good family. Susquehanna Valley Mall, WNL Mazda, GTS Theater, Y-Rope, FCU, Family Care, Children for Children and Youth, and a new place called Diva & Company Salon. I mean, these people are providing prizes and they're bringing you a virtual talent show that is going to be cool. Your deadline is like Thursday, like the day after tomorrow. Come on. Maybe you've been practicing for weeks and weeks. Now you're finally going to send it. Send it to us. Send that video. Submit it to 94KX Facebook Messenger. Would be easier. Facebook Messenger. Or you know what? You can email your talent to Tay-Tay. Taylor at WQKX.com. Taylor Schultz is our promotion girl, and she gets it all done. All right, so we're going to bring in celebrity judges to the radio station, and they're going to watch all the videos, and they're going to pick the prizes. Kids up to 12 years old, dancing and singing and doing all their stuff. You can win family four-pack of passes, $10 vouchers to Lake Tobias Wildlife Park, a private limo ride to and from the park from Susquehanna Valley Limo. Hey, 5 to 12 years old, pretty cool, right? The teenage prize isn't bad either. A four-pack of tickets, books, food, pool passes from Knoebels. And adults. Yeah, you adults could get in on this talent show, too. So much talent in Central PA. What's your prize? $500 from Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. I gave you almost all the information you need, but you're still toying with it, as they say? Go to WQKX.com and check it out. Curtains up! WQKX. It's Morgan in the Morning with some final thoughts coming up. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Okay, this might seem like dangerous information, but it is my closing thought for the day. A new study has found that 2 hours of playing video games can burn as many calories as 1,000 sit-ups. Boy. Another reason for you to just sit on the couch and exercise your thumbs. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.